Broncos fans, hello and welcome to a very windy and very bitter cold Gillette Stadium with Greg Caldwell, Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. This is the Broncos TV pregame show, and we're going to keep this thing short because, frankly, it is cold. It is really windy. We're going to see how these elements impact tonight's game pretty soon. But before kickoff, here, let's kind of set the scene here. Again, Broncos on Sunday Night Football on NBC. Again, we talked about that last week. Whew, the NFL loves this team, loves scheduling it this way. They get flexed in, but right now, third game of this four-game stretch, Gray, where it's Chargers, Chiefs, at Patriots, and then at the Chiefs, really testing where this team is, and you want to go out and win games like this on the road.
Well, they've talked about in the locker room that every game is the biggest of the season because it's the next game. But they understand that coming up here, Sunday Night Football, primetime, like they said last week against the Chiefs, these are the type of games that you play the game for. This is why you play football. They're excited for this challenge. And based on this weather right now, it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. We had Peyton's return to Indianapolis a few weeks ago. Andrew, this week, it's Wes Welker's return to New England. He got nicked up last week, was listed with a concussion and a neck. And Julius Thomas, we're going to kind of figure out here kind of soon if these guys are going to go. They both want to play, but we've got to wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great for Wes Welker. He's passed the concussion protocols. Looks good to go. But with Julius and Champ, it's going to be a matter of testing it out on this field behind us and seeing whether they can go or not. I think of the two, I'd say Julius is a little more likely to play than Champ just because with Champ, you know, he's had that sprained foot. It's lingered since August. He got hurt in the second game of his previous comeback, and I think they're going to want to be cautious with him. So if he can't go, you know, it'll be up to Chris Harris and DRC and Quentin Jammer and Kayvon Webster again to shut down the Patriots receivers, especially on those short routes.
Yeah, we'll see when you've got two quarterbacks like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady on the field how much the coaches decide to sling it around, because the wind is just blowing down here. Flags have been stretched out all day long. We saw it at the hotel. Here's Peyton Manning back at Dove Valley this week on what he thinks about when he knows the team he plays for is about to play Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Well, our offense knows what kind of challenge our defense is facing going against Tom and their offense. And so while we're studying film all week of their defense and the multiple looks that they give you, it's been impressive. They've had a number of major injuries, yet they really apply that next man up philosophy, and you know, some different guys step in and do a great job. But we know we're going to have to be on our game offensively because their offense is capable of scoring points quickly, and certainly if you have a lead, how quickly they are able to come back because of, you know, Tom and that offense. And so I think we feel like we do have to be on our game offensively in order to compete.
That's Peyton Manning earlier this week at Dove Valley. And Gray, I know right now in terms of this test that Peyton talked about for the Broncos defense with Tom Brady, something you're going to look for. I know you asked Coach Del Rio this week what it meant for the Patriots to get, say, Shane Vereen back.
Yeah, this offense, they've gotten Stephen Ridley. He's really gotten it going the last few weeks. Shane Vereen, they just got back last week against the Panthers. He got involved, I think, 5 or 6 catches. It's going to be a test for this defense. Von Miller talked about he's a work in progress. He knows he hasn't played up to his potential yet since coming back from his suspension. This is just an example. You got a chance against a really good offense to see what kind of defense the Broncos have. So that's what I'm going to be watching for tonight.
Yeah, and right now, as we're taping this, the Chiefs already lost. They lost at home to San Diego today. And at this point in the season, Andrew, it's fair to start looking at how the playoff picture is starting to shape up.
It is, and that loss is massive in terms of the tiebreaker setup, because the Broncos, of course, have the one head-to-head win over the Chiefs in their back pocket from last week. So even with a loss next week at Kansas City, the Broncos are in great shape on the tiebreaker because it was a division loss for the Chiefs. So if the Broncos can hold serve against the Chargers and against the Raiders next month, then all the Broncos would need to do, even with a loss next week, is finish tied with the Chiefs. That being said, a loss tonight and a loss in Kansas City means they're a game behind it. It doesn't matter. So tonight's game is still very crucial in determining the playoff picture.
Yeah, there you go. And everyone will be watching because, again, the Broncos are on Sunday Night Football on NBC. We're going to wrap this up because Phil, who's shooting right now, has no hat on. He's freezing. I know Gray's cold. He's trying to be tough. We're all going to get inside and warm up before this game starts.
They're chipping ice off the player's bench.
Yeah, they're chipping ice off the bench, and the wind is just ripping through this stadium. Get ready. Enjoy the game. We're going to have you covered all night long with what's going on here. This is the Broncos TV pregame show, everyone. Enjoy the game.